Here's a thought about failures and extreme processing. We all know, of course, that you can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. And so, by the title of this Here's a Thought video, you might guess that what I'm suggesting is that you can take a bad photograph and turn it into something nice. There are times when a photograph is bad because it has an extreme technical flaw. Not sure you can salvage those. There are times when it has a questionable composition. Well, there are some things that you can do there, either by cloning things out or adding things in or cropping extremely. That's what I mean by extreme processing. Or maybe the tonalities or the color balance aren't right. But if you aggressively manipulate those tones and those color balance issues, maybe you can make something interesting. This comes up because, as you know, I have over at brooksjensenarts.com a series that I called Every Picture is a Compromise, in which I'm essentially taking images that I think are failures and discussing why I think they're failures. It's been a very popular feature on my website, and a lot of people view it. But what's been interesting to me is that in order to develop content for that feature, I have to go into my Lightroom catalog and look at a bunch of failures. Sometimes when I look at those failures, not always, but sometimes what I find is that what I first thought was a failure might actually be able to be turned into something very interesting with some aggressive and perhaps extreme processing. So I'm setting all of those aside as question marks. Are they failures, or are they just going to require extreme processing in order to make something interesting? And probably about half of the time, roughly speaking, I'm able to make something interesting out of them. So the extreme processing that's now available in Photoshop and Lightroom, etc., I think opens the door to make something that might be worth it, even though at first glance it might seem somewhat questionable. This often happens with lighting issues. I'll look at the photograph and it just has bland and banal lighting. But I find that I can go in with some extreme processing of dodging and burning and create an interesting light that brings an otherwise interesting composition with bad light into something that is an interesting composition with some pretty interesting light. So don't give up on those failures until you're sure you've explored all the possibilities and that you really can conclude that there's nothing that can be done with this image, even if I go after it with enthusiasm.